If you love hearing about all the awesome places here in the state of Utah that you can eat at, we're talking all about all the delicious local foods here in the state of Utah on this episode of the Let's Talk Local podcast. Welcome everybody to the show. My name is Chris Hollifield. I am your host. Welcome to my podcast, everybody. Seriously, thank you so much for those of you that come back week after week and you never miss an episode. And for those of you that have just found the podcast, oh my gosh, you guys are in for a treat. I have been doing this podcast now for 11 years. And so I have quite the extensive back catalog of episodes of conversations with locals, professionals, everyday people, people doing rad stuff here in the state of Utah. And first of all, I want to apologize for not having an episode last week. Oh my gosh, you guys, we had a scheduling conflict, and so we weren't able to record an episode. So I wasn't able to release an episode. And it's always, you know, it's always a bit of, I feel a really bummed out when I don't have an episode to release for you guys. So thank you so much for being patient, and thank you so much for coming back though. But if you are interested in coming on the podcast, I'm going to talk all about it at the very end. So make sure to stay tuned. If you have any interest in being a guest on the podcast, we're going to talk all about that. But like I said, today on the podcast, we're talking about all the delicious foods here in Utah, in the Salt Lake County, Utah County, the surrounding areas. You know, every so often, so I love to spend time on Instagram. I love just scrolling through the photos. It's kind of a way to just see what's going on in the world, see what's going on here in the state of Utah. And every so often, I stumble upon and find these awesome Instagram accounts that spotlight all the delicious food here in the state of Utah. I found the Instagram account We Eat SLC, and I fell in love with it right away. And I reached out to him and I said, you have to come on the podcast. We have to talk about your account. We have to find out your story. Let's talk about Utah food. So Alyssa Blake and Jake Stoddard join me here in the studio, and I'm going to be playing that conversation here in just a minute. Such a great conversation. I think you guys are going to really enjoy this one, and probably get lots of great food recommendations as well. So make sure to have a little pad of pen and paper to make some notes during this episode, or you can just listen to it again, whatever you want. But hey, before we get into that episode, of course, let's mention the show sponsor, the Red Sign Real Estate Team. It's my real estate team. So if you're looking to move to Utah, maybe you're looking to move just across town, please reach out to me. Give me a call. My number, shoot me a text. Give me a call, 801-244-2908. If you have any questions about relocating to Utah, maybe you have questions about the current real estate market, or maybe you just want to, you know, talk real estate in general, shoot me a text. Give me a call, 801-244-2908, or visit chris.redsign.com. Many thanks to the Red Sign team for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. But like I said, Alyssa Blake and Jake Stoddard came into the podcast studio. We got a chat all about all the awesome food here in the state of Utah. Let's get into it.
Fabulous.
We'll get it going though. Okay. Instagram. Okay. Instagram is an interesting beast, because when did you guys first start it with Instagram? Like, how long ago do you remember when you opened up your very first account? Like, way before even We Eat Salt Lake. It's actually We Eat SLC is your account, but
yep.
When did you start Instagram?
So we were in college. I started it, probably got to think about when we were in college.
Like 2015?
It was like 2012.
2012?
Probably 2012.
Okay, so you've been around for a while in there.
Oh, yeah. It was so easy to pick a name because no one else was using it at the time.
Yeah.
So it was probably around the time that Pinterest was popular but starting to die down, and then Instagram picked up. And yeah, I couldn't even probably change my name now without putting a lot of numbers and stuff in it. But before, I could pick any name. Funnily enough, I picked Alyssa _ Stoddard, which isn't even my name.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think about changing it sometimes so people who know me can actually find me. But
So that's your personal account.
That's my personal account.
Not the We Eat SLC account.
Yeah. But I started it in college for sure, which was probably 2012. And I think I had it long before Jake ever did.
Oh yeah. I'm kind of that person that I'll leave my cell phone at home, and It'll be a great day. Like, I'm kind of behind on like checking the apps and downloading the apps. I think I downloaded Instagram and got my first account. She did a study abroad in college, and it was like an easy way to exchange like photos, like our pictures and communicate of like, hey, here's the adventure she's on. That was kind of the primary source.
That was a year later at least.
Yeah.
So Jake, you're not a big social media person still?
Not really. Yeah, I'm on it. But I think we looked at it the other day, we have a nephew who's 16. I've posted 21 posts and he's
far exceeded that.
And he's had his for like a month. So not really, but, I am more of these. So on going to like the food side, I use it mostly for like, are there events going on? Are there restaurants I want to try? That's what I mostly use social media for personally.
You're a lucky, lucky man.
It's lovely.
I mean, I know there are so many of us, including myself. Sometimes I find like, I'll just pull my phone. I'm like, why am I looking at this? Like it's this weird addiction that we've developed. And I think some of us just kind of gravitate towards it more than others.
Oh yeah. Sometimes I'll find my hand getting tired.
Yeah.
Like, how long have I been looking at this? Oh my gosh.
And then you try to justify it. I'm doing it for business. I'm doing it for work, you know? No, well, the reason I bring up Instagram is because I think I might have shared it on the podcast once or twice, because it's kind of a, Instagram is it's kind of how this podcast started. I used to do, I asked how long ago you started, 2012. So in 2011, I used to organize these Insta walks in Salt Lake City. And we'd go on these photo walks. I don't know if people still do the Insta walks and stuff. And then we would have this hashtag on Instagram and it was just a lot of fun and brought community together. But, you know, it's been interesting to see Instagram change through the years. And, you know, when Facebook bought Instagram and, you know, I even remember when Instagram was only for iPhones. You know, when they didn't release it to the Android crowd yet.
And, yes, I forgot about that.
And then when the Android crowd got it, they were all excited. So it's kind of, holds a special place in my heart, Instagram does, with this podcast. So anyway, I'm glad to have the both of you on the podcast and spotlight another awesome local account. That, I mean, what you guys are doing is a much needed thing for local businesses. So, I mean, I kind of want to start, let's just start right there. So We Eat SLC. I know this is kind of a basic question. I don't know which one wants to kind of take it, but what is it? What do you do on your Instagram account? What is your Instagram account all about?
So you kind of hit the nail on the head. We just spotlight businesses, mostly food, obviously, because it's about eating. But we try to find good places to eat, local places, small businesses, mom and pop shops, something that's off the beaten path. Not always is it off the beaten path. I mean, we've gone to restaurants that seem pretty popular and of course posted about those and our opinions. But for the most part, really the purpose is to get people out and trying new things.
Like, it kind of goes back to when we were in college. So we went to Utah State. We were up in Logan, and there's a lot of, especially at that time, a lot of really great local restaurants up there.
Okay.
And like, at least for myself, I had kind of my comfort zone back in college of like the foods that I liked, that I didn't necessarily branch out a ton with. And then there were a few others that Alyssa, for a few years, was like, Jake, we need to go try this place. This looks amazing. And I was super stubborn. I'm like, nah, I don't really want to try that.
I was almost kind of obsessed with trying everywhere. I wanted to try every place because Logan isn't big to begin with, but they had so much food and so many places that no one had even really heard of. About.
Yeah.
And I was determined to try.
Well, everywhere. Who really goes to Logan, right? Like, it's not like a town we just drive through on
it's
a
true.
Daily basis.
I mean, unless you live there. Yeah. I mean, who's really eating there? But there really are so many small businesses and mom and pop restaurants, like, and I just wanted to try everything. So we'd get ready to go out and I'm like, I have a new place for us. We're going to a new place. We would not really go to the same places hardly ever.
And this, but this was before the Instagram.
Oh, account, yeah.
Right.
This so, is I mean, many this is, years before.
So this
the
just
Instagram.
Goes to show that this is the type of person you are.
Yes.
Have you guys been to Prodigy Brewing up there in Logan? Or they maybe weren't around when you went to
school? They weren't around.
I had them on the podcast.
Really? Oh,
wow. Yeah. So go
That's
back and
so
listen.
Cool.
Yeah,
no, I will.
They weren't around when we were up there. But
yeah. If the only bars, I guess you would say, was the Owl.
The White Owl.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. White Owl. It's been a while. And Mulligan's.
Mulligan's. Okay.
That was it. I mean, you could get alcohol at Olive Garden. But that,
you yourself a nice
other
spritzer
than that,
or something,
you know?
Or seltzer, hard.
Yeah.
Some, yeah.
And, but I mean, we were young and we didn't really drink much in college anyway, so it wasn't too big of a deal for us. But yeah, I don't know. I was obsessed with trying everywhere all of the time. I wanted new, different food regularly.
What do you think that was? I mean, a lot of people, like, I'm kind of the same as you are with like liking to try new things and whatnot, but I don't think a lot of people are.
I think that's so interesting. I don't know why people get in ruts and eat the same thing over and over. I think that's great to like something, but to not have that adventurous palate is just unusual to me, because for me, trying something new is special. You get to experience like a whole new set of flavors that you've never had before. I just think that's amazing. And so we do eat at the same places sometimes. Well, I mean, we really do. We eat at a lot of the same places over and over, but I don't like to do that.
Well, I think most of us do, right?
Yeah.
We have our favorites.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where part of the reason this Instagram even started, right? So to be fair, sometimes it's hard to think of a new place.
Sure.
Like, it's easy to fall back on the comfort zone.
Yes.
And to find something different, people you may not know about it. Somehow, Alyssa, you had this knack of just knowing like where to go and what to do. I was lucky enough to be on the receiving end of that, Chris, of like, I get to join in with these places and have a great time. So over the course of years, it's kind of gotten part of my like kind of desire for food too. But I was I'll go to the regular places. This is comfortable.
Sure.
And easy. And then, you know, over several years of tagging along with her, it was like, this is really neat. I really enjoy this. And after a while, we would have kind of family and friends being like, hey, we want to go to somewhere nice for our anniversary or something. We want to go to this type of restaurant, and asking for recommendations. But sometimes recommendations are just hard to pull out of your back pocket, right? Of like thinking it off the spot.
Sure.
And so part of it was like, oh, can we have like a whole collaboration of our favorite places we've been to before? And what did we have there? And what was it for? That's
almost like a reference guide.
Yep. Sure.
It's kind of where it started. People were asking us regularly what we liked, where we would go, because they knew that we were more adventurous. We weren't going to the same places over and over. And so really, it kind of was born that way, that we wanted to remember what we ordered when we went there, what it looked like, to show someone what the dishes looked like, that if this sounds good to you, look how good it actually looks. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. And yeah, it was kind of born like that. I think that people asking us where to go and we want to try something new. What do you recommend?
Because people knew that you were out and about trying stuff, right?
Like exactly.
We'd
probably talk to everybody that we know, like, have you tried this place? It is so good. We went there this weekend and it's amazing. And everyone would be like, no, never heard of it. I don't know what you're talking about. So it was probably kind of like that we... So
like how long ago did this start? Like you might've said already, I apologize.
We started in fall. It was either August or September of 2019.
Okay. So a few years ago.
Yeah. We got going and then the pandemic hit.
Then of course the pandemic, the lovely 2020 COVID March. Uh-huh. What was that? March of 2020. I'll never forget that.
Honestly, COVID kind of made it interesting because we had to be creative.
Sure.
Then we had to learn about
DoorDash.
Yeah. But my favorite delivery app was Chef Panzi.
Did you hear the podcast I did with them?
Yes.
Actually, yes, yes.
I loved them because they had local interesting eats.
Yeah.
And that's what we really wanted. And they would deliver to our zip code and it was perfect. It was ideal. it was everything that we wanted. So that was kind of fun. It was cool that we could do something different and still experience new foods.
Sure.
While we sat at home, basically.
What's been like the hardest part about maintaining an Instagram account like this? Cause I'm sure it's not all easy, right? Like I'm sure it's not, or maybe it is, I don't know. Maybe it's as simple as just taking the picture when you're, you know, at the restaurant and then you post it.
Honestly, eating is the easiest part. Eating is the easiest part. Even finding somewhere to eat actually isn't that difficult. There's a million places we still haven't been. There's so many places to try. And the hardest part, I would say, is editing photos, which I don't do much. I try to portray the photos as authentically as possible. So I don't, when food comes out, I don't move it around. I don't mess with it. I want people to know what their food's going to look like when it comes out. So I don't mess with it that way. And then when it comes to editing, maybe I'll just brighten it if it's kind of shadowy or something like that. I don't edit it a lot, but I would say that's one of the challenges. And then coming up with something to say is the most intimidating part for me. That's what delays my posts, is I'm not sure what to say. It used to come a little bit more naturally, but now I want to just say, this place was so good, go try it, and this is what we had. I like to say what we had.
Just copy and paste stuff.
I like to say what we had because I think it's funny when you follow someone else and their food looks amazing, but you have no idea what they ordered.
Because they don't say it in the caption part. Or I guess I'll have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, so more about now, like making it really about the food than like about us. Like really making it about the restaurant or the place of... This is the spotlight. You follow us because we'll give you these places, not...
I'm going to pull up your Instagram account actually here right now. It's so what, I mean, do you get people, you probably have people like reaching out to you and like asking for suggestions through Instagram, I would imagine too.
Yeah, right? We do, like, occasionally. I love that. I love to know why people are going somewhere, what they're looking for, if they're looking for a kind of cuisine that they've never had before, or if they're going to celebrate an anniversary or a birthday or something like that. So we can try to get them something that they're going to really want. Uh-huh. I would say more often than not, we still have more friends and family come to us than Instagram. Followers.
Yeah.
But both do.
Sure.
Everybody kind of comes to us, but which I love. I think that's really the heart and soul of the whole thing to begin with. So I love it when people ask us for recommendations.
Actually, you know what? I wanted to ask this before, at the very beginning. So I'm going to kind of put it in right now. But Jake, I imagine this wasn't your idea, right, for the Instagram account.
No, it wasn't.
So what did you think of it when Alyssa...
Well, I loved it. I know when it started. So the conversation that we had, we just gotten back from a trip.
Yeah.
Actually, we were in Europe, and I remember Alyssa being like, I want to remember the experience that we had, particularly with the food that we ate.
Yeah.
It was special, right? So like for us, food is an experience. So rather than just a way of going and like getting full, we really like it being like, let's sit down and make it a moment together with its friends or family or just us and really celebrate this time, because it's really quality time. We're sitting here together, and instead of just trying to smash down food, like let's talk, let's make a memory. And then this food, it helps kind of bring it all together. Like this was a really special moment, and I remember it because of this situation or this food that we ate. So it was really the trip is when she's like, I want to remember that. And I want to remember the talks we had and the experience and the way that it made us feel. That's how it actually like officially culminated. And then like the We SLC name, she was like, it is us, but it's also family and friends. So, it's communal, right? I think is the word that you used, Alyssa, like, I want this to be kind of a community, because food's special. Right. There's
well, it brings people
there's
together,
culture.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a connection there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And to have that within our own little community here in Salt Lake would be really great.
Well, I just didn't know, especially since, you're not a big social media person. And, at least in my circles, I don't know how it was for you all, but, we used to kind of poke fun at people for taking pictures of food, right? Yeah. In the beginning days, we'd be like, oh, look at that person over there. They're taking pictures of their food.
Oh, yeah.
How silly is that?
To be fair, I still get embarrassed.
Okay, sometimes. Do you?
Oh, yeah. I try to kind of hide that I'm taking photos. I am not the one that with like the ring light or anything like that.
Okay.
Absolutely okay. Not. I can't do that. yeah, I think it's a little bit embarrassing, but I enjoy it. I like sure. to look back. It was actually really funny. So me and Jake the other day, we were looking through the Instagram seeing what kind of food have we eaten? Like, what have we done over the years? Let's kind of look over it. And I was standing a little bit far away and I knew every place off the top of my head from the food.
Yes.
It was amazing. Jake was like, how are you doing this? I'm like, I just remember it. I remember that experience. I remember that food. I remember all of it. And I could just see the little picture from kind of far away. Oh, I know where that is. I know where that is. I love that place. We went there for this occasion or with so-and-so. And he was just blown away that I could remember every single place.
Recollection of it. Cause it was, I got maybe a handful, right? But then once we started talking about it, it was like that recollection, right? For me of like, oh yeah, remember what we talked about this? And this is the food that in particular was super special. And you kind of, it brings back those memories, which it's almost like a family picture does, like a family reunion of, oh yeah, remember when this happened? But this one's centered around like food.
Right? Yeah. No, that's cool, man. That's cool that you were supportive of her, Jake.
Oh, for sure.
You know, cause I know a lot of husbands probably wouldn't, they would poke fun. Maybe you do. Maybe you do. You just don't want to say
no,
it.
No, I don't.
To be fair, I do think it was a little bit your idea.
Okay, so it was a little bit your idea.
Yeah.
Well, like, I know it ended up kind of being something that I wanted us to share it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
to
even
do
though
together.
I'm not a social media person, you look at my personal social media, I post like twice a year, her birthday and our anniversary. That's really it.
That's cool, though,
and
know?
So, but then there's this enjoyment. So, like, I kind of get a little bit of motivation. Like we went to the Italian festival that was here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And part of it's like, oh, we should go because I know they're going to have this pizza there, or this arancini or this pasta. And we could use that on the Instagram. Like, but it's more for me and her of like, we can remember this moment.
So, it probably forces you to get out a little bit too, right? Like when you do projects like that, because I know how it is even with when I'm doing stuff, right? Like it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'm going to stay at home.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to go out this weekend. I'm going to be a hermit.
Yep.
But it's important to get out. It's important to get some sunshine. It's important to see people. And so I think by doing this Instagram account, it probably helps you to say, "Oh, let's go check out this, you know, this festival going on this." I mean, gosh, Utah's got so many food related festivals.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I could sit here and I mean, have you have found it to be kind of open up your eyes a little bit more and see a little bit more food, kind of like that, what do they call it? The reticular activating system, right? Like you buy that yellow car and all of a sudden that's all you see is yellow cars, right? You know, and so.
It definitely does. I do think that it helps that I'm very motivated by trying new food.
Yeah.
So for example, the Italian festival was when we were available to go, it was on a Sunday and kind of all we wanted to do was crash. It's Sunday, let's relax.
Sure, sure.
But at the same time, I'm like, there's some really good food there. Maybe we should get up and go.
Do you guys take pictures of anything else in food?
No, not just, really.
What's food?
I guess drinks. I
mean, drinks, desserts.
Okay.
Like really anything culminating around cuisine. But
the food experience.
It's usually the food experience, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just didn't know, you know, if there was anything else that you took pictures of.
I would never have said that I was a photographer. And if you go back to the beginning of We Eat SLC, you would notice that I'm definitely not one.
So you've gotten better?
Yes. Well, not only have my pictures gotten better, but the quality has gotten better. So luckily, you know, I've gotten better phones and stuff. Cause really I only ever take it with my phone. Yeah. I don't have a DSLR or anything like that I'm taking the photos with. Again, that goes back to me being embarrassed. I could never bring a huge camera in and take a picture.
As they're sitting here in the podcast studio, there's some like lighting. Imagine bringing in some big lighting like
No way. Right? I'm just shy. I don't want the attention. I don't want people
Have you ever seen like a foodie do that? Have you guys been out and
about? Oh yeah. So we've gone to a few foodie get togethers and activities, and it's fun because everybody's doing it and everyone has this energy and stuff. So it's not embarrassing when you're with all of them, but yeah, I mean, people will pull out the ring lights and,
get into it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's fun with them. But when it's just, us that are taking pictures, even if we're with friends and family, it's just kind of like, okay, let's get this over with very quickly so everyone can eat. Like, I'm not trying to hold anyone up. I don't want to make the staff uncomfortable that I'm taking photos, things like that.
I'm just laughing at, some of the silly memes I've seen through the years of people taking pictures of their food. Now, I'm sure there's been some like rewarding things that have happened, like opportunities. You mentioned even some foodie meetups that you've been to and stuff like that, right? Like, has there been any cool opportunities or like what's been the most rewarding thing that's happened from the podcast, or not the podcast, your Instagram account, or maybe there hasn't been anything, I don't know, that sticks out?
I would say developing friendships has been great. Like, we really got to know a few people, but I really love Christy Gilbert from Fig Eats.
Fig Eats, yeah.
She's amazing. I went to lunch with her. She's just so fun. She's so supportive. I really love, communicating with her and all of that. There's many people, Ben from Donut Critic.
Yeah.
It's so fun to get to know people. I would say that's the most rewarding part, is getting to know people.
The community and then the local. What about you, Jake? Anything that you've really been enjoying about doing this or rewarding for you?
Mine is actually, so I have a lot of coworkers at my work that follow it.
Really?
And I had actually two texts from coworkers this last week on Saturday saying, we went and tried this place that was on your page and just absolutely blew my wife and my son's like world. It rocked it. And like, I get enjoyment of that, of seeing other people have great experiences too, like that we have had. Doesn't have to be the exact same, but they're making their own memories. I get some enjoyment. And then also, I'll kind of echo what Alyssa said of just meeting some of the folks in the community and making new friends and forming new bonds with people. That's really special.
Yeah. I guess I would say, though, it is very rewarding to have people say, we tried a recommendation and we love it.
Yeah,
I love that. I think that's so fun. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody has to have the same experience that we have or try the same dishes that we had. But I do love when someone says, I saw this on your page. I went and tried this restaurant and it was so good.
Yeah, because
I think that's amazing.
With full transparency, right? We're not food critics. We're just normal people that really like food and like the experience it gives you. And so, when someone does go and they're like, we had a great time, I think that, yeah,
but that's a food critic, man. You know what I mean? If you think about it, we're just all humans, man. We're just all people.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. We just don't have any
accolades or like professional.
Even education in the overall scheme of things. It's just, do we like it? Do we like the atmosphere? Do we like the food? Do we like all of it?
Now, have you ventured onto other social media platforms at all with this, or you're staying strictly on Instagram?
So far, no, strictly TikTok Instagram. Or... full disclosure, neither of us have a TikTok. Mm-mm. We never have.
TikTok, huh? Nope.
Yeah. Well,
never even
when it became popular, it seemed silly.
It was kind of a silly, like 12-year-old like girl app or something.
Yeah,
like, but it's actually pretty good. Like, I get on there. I'm like, man, these are some good. There's some good stuff.
I mean, we do enjoy Reels. Which,
Reels.
There's that hilarious meme that's like, I enjoy TikTok videos 2 to 3 weeks later on Instagram, like a real adult or something. And I'm like, yeah, I think that's kind of where we're at. But yeah, we don't have TikTok at all. But I do think that the TikTok probably editing features are better. So it might be worth looking into eventually.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not one. I've done a couple of TikToks in my day, but I've never really, anything. I'm sure the first couple times is going to be difficult. But once you get the hang of things, it's pretty easy to learn. But where do you guys see this account going? Or like, do you have any like goals with it? Long-term goals? Like, you know, you get these people, like I'll use podcasting, for example, because that's what I'm familiar with, right? They, oh, I'm going to start a podcast because I want this to become my full-time job. I want to make $1 million. I want, you know, become the next Joe Rogan or something like that, right? Like, are those, do you guys have thoughts like that at all? Like, you want to be the next big influencer?
No, I don't think so. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy food. I love recommending it. I don't know if I have the right personality for that. I'm kind of an introvert and I'm shy based on some of the stuff that I've already said. I get embarrassed taking the photos. I just shy. And so I don't think that it would really be the right fit for me. But if I could find something to do and make money with food, I would love it because I love eating food. So if I could, I wouldn't mind that. But I don't think that we SLC is going to go anywhere as far as that goes. But I think it will just continue to be somewhere people can go to find something new to try.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I mean, I was hoping you guys would say, well, we're going to make this whole empire and we're going to do this and do this. Years ago, maybe you listened to the, there was a podcast, the Utah Foodie Podcast, and they don't do it anymore. But I always thought it was kind of like I do, but it was just strictly food places, restaurants and chefs and all of that. And I liked that just because it was like, you know, you knew that that's what you were going to get. And I was always hoping that somebody else would pick something like that up. So maybe you need to do a We Eat SLC podcast.
Hey, and see, it culminates with the we, right? We is everyone.
Yeah.
It's all of us. So yeah,
you know, interview some chefs and restaurant owners and all. I just want everybody.
I like that seed, Chris. Plant that seed.
Let's plant it, you know, but who knows where this is going to take you. I mean, is there any like advice you would give somebody who wants to start an Instagram account?
Do what you love.
Yeah.
Post what you want to post about. Don't feel so obligated to make other people happy. I think that you can get so caught up in what other people think and what they might think that you're not doing what you actually like.
Yeah.
Don't worry about how many followers you have. Things like that I think might be really helpful if you want to start it. If it's something that you're truly passionate about and something that you really like, I wouldn't worry so much about what other people think. I think that can kind of hold you back with your creative processes.
Did you find you were that way in the beginning?
I didn't. Worried. Overall, I didn't really think a lot of strangers would be interested in it, kind of.
Yeah.
I thought it would be mostly friends and family. I'm very thankful that other people follow us and like our content. But I tried to make sure that I did what I thought I would like, what I wanted. And I tried not to be influenced by what everybody else was doing and things like that.
I think a lot of us can be influenced
by
other people. And I know even myself, you know, sometimes I second guess things. I'm like, well, you know, should I post that? Am I going to offend somebody? Am I going to, you know?
I've thought that before too, but especially when you're starting out, just be true to what you think is right. What you think is what you're actually passionate about. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like control what you can control and
see how it goes.
Just let the rest kind of...
Your audience will find you.
Yeah.
You know, really.
I think so.
At the end of the day. And I mean, that's... I've heard that, right? You'll attract your tribe, so to speak. But let's talk Utah food here for a minute. What are some recent places that you've enjoyed? Like, or like a favorite place? I don't know. I'm curious. Like, what are some of your favorite foods that you've been enjoying in Salt Lake City?
Oh my gosh. We love everything. It's so hard to narrow it down. Even if we give you a list, we're going to be missing a bunch, I'm sure. I would say that the place that we recommend the most.
Yeah.
And we also get a lot of good feedback, which is amazing, is La Casa del Tamal in West Valley.
Okay. I've never been there.
You should try it.
Okay. Tell me more.
So we really found them years ago, but they do the birria tacos.
Okay.
With the consomme, and their tamales to me are just second to none.
See, and I love a good tamale.
Same.
They're very good tamales. Very good.
I've heard other people order other things that we've never even tried and said that it's been great too. So La Costa del Tamal, a more recent one, I think it's actually down kind of this way, is Mastra. It is it's Italian restaurant.
Okay.
And Liz has been there at the brick and mortar, but we ran into them again at the Italian festival, and it's just top notch, high quality, authentic Italian food.
It's really good. It's a cute little place because it's a bakery bistro. And so it's small, it's tiny, but they serve dinner and it is delicious. It is absolutely Italian food if you're looking for that. We love that place.
Huh. Interesting. What about favorite desserts? You got any favorite dessert spots?
Oh yeah. You've actually had a podcast with these guys. We love the chocolate.
Okay.
Love the chocolate. That's where I get my birthday cake every year. I'm a big fan of the Cherub, which is the chocolate. Oh my gosh. I love it. It's so good. The chocolate is our favorite dessert place.
Yeah. Sure. I'd say it's definitely our favorite, but Dolcetti, which is gelato over on 9th and 9th.
The coconut sticky rice.
They have a coconut sticky rice gelato, which is
so addicting.
I love it. Outstanding.
We are big fans of ice cream.
Okay.
Jake especially loves
ice cream. Is the best.
Ice cream. Yeah.
It's good.
We find ourselves always getting ice cream, I feel like. But what's weird is I struggle to remember to take pictures of dessert.
Okay.
I hardly post pictures of dessert because I always eat it too fast, I guess.
You're just so excited. You're just like, I gotta get into this.
I never remember to take photos of it.
Yeah.
So we eat dessert so much more than we ever post about. I don't know what it is. But we do love it. We like Handles. I love Monkey Business at Handles, the ice cream place. We love Nielsen's, the frozen custard.
Okay.
An old at home growing up, you know, Leatherby's with the hot fudge.
I love nostalgia
too. Yeah.
Some good old Baskin Robbins, you know. Actually, years ago, I worked at Baskin Robbins a couple nights a week, you know. It's actually a fun job, you know, scooping up some ice cream. Do you guys know, I think Ice Cream Foodie or something on Instagram?
Yes, I follow her. Yeah, I do not know her personally, but I love her account.
I had her on the podcast.
I listened to that one.
We talked ice cream and she was giving some great recommendations and whatnot. You would have never thought that there would be some unique mom and pop ice cream places in Utah.
Oh yeah.
What do you guys think of like review sites like Yelp and stuff like that? Do you think they're good for business or bad for business? I'm just kind of curious.
It depends. I think it's really funny when people will give a business a one star for something completely random that it has nothing to do with their food or their service. I just think that makes no sense. And it really can hurt a small business when people do that. So I don't like that. I saw one, I think it was a Google review for Central Ninth Market pretty recently. And they said the music was loud. And then they gave them one star. So I thought that was kind of strange because it really has nothing to do with the food or the quality. So I would say I hardly ever use Yelp, to be honest. I do use Google a little bit. I used Google today to help us find somewhere in Orem.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even with those, whether it's Yelp or Google, at least something we've always taken for a long time is take them with kind of a grain of salt. I'm very much a firm believer of you experience it. You go try it for yourself before you make the determination of whether I'm going to go back again or I'm not going to come back to this place. Like, I think no matter what, and not in every case, but I think in most cases, go give it a shot yourself.
Unless the reviews say that it's not clean or something.
Yeah, like if there's 20 reviews and they're all just like, this place is garbage, you're just like, all right, I'll still leave that place.
But in most cases, I think that it's worth to go give it a shot because to your point, it could have a bad rating, but it has nothing to do with what it's actually about.
If I find a place that I don't know too much about, what I'll do is I actually will go on Instagram and we'll go through their tagged posts to see what people tag them in and what they're saying about them. So I do that a lot.
That's a good idea. I have mixed feelings about reviews, you know, just because it's like, what happened to just talking to the manager, right? Like people don't do that anymore. It's just like, I'm going to go home and write this angry Google review and it's like, what are you really accomplishing? You're not accomplishing anything except maybe putting that restaurant out of business even. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
well, yeah. Cause if they have a 5-star and then you give them a 1 and now they have a 3-star, they're not going to get noticed as much as they were before.
Yeah.
Well, and
it can damage them.
Like with one of that regards to us, if we do go to a restaurant that say we didn't particularly love for whatever reason, we don't post it.
Yeah. That happened to us recently. We went to a restaurant and we didn't like it, so we didn't post about it. We deleted
would you go back again, though, to maybe try it to see if you like something else?
We actually talked about that earlier today, and I said, let's give it another try. Let's go again. We'll try, see if anything's different. So, yeah, of course, we'll give them another try, especially if it's a small business, of course. We want to see if maybe it was just an off day or something like that. But, yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of people forget that, right? Like you know what? It could just be an off day. It could be a new chef. It could be a new server. Could be, you never know. And that's what I think people forget. And I've just, you know, that question just kind of came to my mind because I kind of have this love-hate relationship with reviews. Like, I always want to get better at leaving reviews. But then at the same time, it's like, you know, do I have that right to really, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things that, I have mixed feelings with, but, so there's a couple of questions I ask on the podcast, where like typical, I'll say favorite local eating spots. We've already talked about that, you know, some favorite local eating spots, but what about like, is there any other places besides food related things that you might take? Like let's say you have family and friends visit you from out of state. They're coming in, you know, this weekend and you have to take them around and you're like, okay, I'm going to take them to the Great Salt Lake. I'm going to take them to the Provo Library, or not the Provo, the Salt Lake Library. Cause it's, you know, it's beautiful. Park City, the temple, whatever, right? Any favorite places you like to take people to?
I would say if it's fall, Crossy Ranch. Crossy Ranch is so fun. And they
never
have,
heard of this.
Oh, it's in North Salt Lake. And
Crossy Ranch?
Crossy Ranch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Crossy Ranch. So they have corn mazes, they have hay rides, corn pits, but honestly, the best part is their apple cider donuts. So it's still centered around food.
No, that's fair.
They are outrageous. They are so delicious, and anyone who has ever tried them loves them. I've never met anyone who did not like those donuts. They are so good. They have glazed and cinnamon sugar, and they're just delicious. So we go there. I would take anybody there anytime if I could. I love Crossy Ranch, but it's a fall festival, so it's limited throughout the year.
Well, yeah, and like, hey, this weekend, right? It's the fall time as we're recording this, so you kind of have to go with what's going on. What about you, Jake? I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, or I would echo somewhere that same thing. Yeah. If it's fall, right? Like, definitely fall time, Crossy Ranch. We've been regulars there for years now.
Okay.
I can't remember how. I mean, we go every year for the fall festival. Summertime, I love Park City. A lot of it for the food, but also just go walk around.
Oh, it's a great place, yeah.
Right? It's beautiful. That's definitely top notch on my list whenever I have. We have family or friends and like, we need to go to Park City. Or even just if you go downtown, or I like the Ninth and Ninth Market over there in Sugar House. I think that's a lot of fun because there's restaurants, there's kind of, you can go people watching. There's the dessert place Dolcetti that I mentioned earlier of like, you can go hang out there for several hours and have a blast.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of somewhere that has a nice patio, especially if it has a view. I like what they're doing downtown, making some of the areas like that. They make them like nicer, but they're still like industrial looking and things. So I really like Woodbine because it has that rooftop bar. And so you can kind of look around downtown and just enjoy it over there. I like that a lot.
Anything you would change about Utah if you could? I mean, if you had that magic wand, or if you were the mayor, however you want to interpret it. I mean, some people kind of, you know, they get really creative with their ideas, or, you know, hey, just something simple like make more bike lanes. I don't know. You get some people are like free tacos on Sunday or something like that.
Well, I would say we'd have to stick with something related to food.
Okay.
It's kind of what my mind revolves around.
Okay. Well, that actually leads me up to a follow-up question. So you go ahead and answer this one. Then I'm going to ask a follow-up question.
I think what I would say is I would like Utah to change the culture or mindset around meals and have it be more of an experience rather than just eating to get full really quickly. I think that food really brings people together, and going out to dinner doesn't have to be a half an hour. Doesn't have to be.
That's why we go to Chuck-O-Rama. We just want to gorge ourselves and just stuff ourselves.
It's hilarious to me when people are worried about like the service being quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's actually slow it down. Let's slow it down and enjoy each other's company. Let's actually eat our food a little bit more slowly so that we can enjoy it. And just,
it's better for your stomach.
Oh,
your
digestion.
Yeah. But like, I actually would echo the same thing of like slow down. It seems like it happens sometimes. We'll order an appetizer and it comes out the exact same time as our entrees. And we're like, whoa, I know the other thing is too, you know, we're trying to turn tables over. So we know if we take a little bit longer at a restaurant, cause we're trying to make it an experience, we usually try to tip them a little bit better. Cause we know the turnover of it isn't as quickly when sometimes you're dealing with us, but I would agree with that. I think making it more about the people you're with than just trying
rushing
to get
a
full
meal. What's the point? I don't know. I mean, I guess if you have no time, but if you're going out to dinner, I think it would be great to see people actually enjoying each other's company and the meal. We went out the other day and there was a couple that was by us. They didn't say a word to each other the whole time.
We're like, the couple didn't.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, you made the effort to come out. So that's good. But
they just scarfed it down and they were done.
Yeah. Didn't enjoy the company. And I'm not sure if they enjoyed the food. They just scarfed it down and left.
Well, you know, you see these couples, right? One's on their phone and the other's trying to have, it's like, gosh, you know, just enjoy each
Take
other's
a little
company.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. So a follow-up question on that made me kind of think of it is what, you know, so for the longest time I heard people say, oh, we need a Jack in the Box in Utah, right? Like we need, this is the restaurant we need, right? Are there any, well, I mean, obviously this can't be necessarily a mom and pop restaurant, but for either one of you, any restaurants or that eateries that need to come to Utah that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that Utah, we still don't have.
I am not a huge fan of chain restaurants.
Okay. And I didn't prep you with this question or anything like that. Yeah. So you're, I mean, my mind would be blank if somebody was to ask me.
So it's funny, cause I actually have a comment to that question.
Okay.
Not necessarily a response to it, but I remember the weekend that Jack in the Box opened here, we were driving downstate going north and we saw the line. It was,
it's like 2 miles. Hours.
Yeah. And it was like 2 miles long.
Yeah.
And both of us thought to ourselves, I would love to see this sort of response to the mom and pop place around the street. That's just trying to fill tables, right? Wild to me. So I would love to see that, but to a shift of the mindset, right? Because, you know, I'm not hating on Jack in the Box here, but
sure.
You just get a different type of environment when you go to the local place, right? Who has the local chef with kind of they built the entire menu from the ground up using farmers ingredients. And it's a different experience than just, you know, waiting in line, go through a drive through to get some
little mini tacos,
which I'm sure people enjoy, but there are so many other things to experience.
Oh, that's
so
all
funny
I would
to me
hear
that
from
you
people.
Would wait for 2 hours when there are so many good places to go right nearby.
Yeah, like right next door.
It's wild.
You go right next door and it's like, it's just Jack. And that's all I would hear from people. Oh, we need a Jack in the Box so bad in Utah. We need this so bad. And I'm like, we got all this other stuff. Or there's all these other restaurants that I could think of that we could use in Utah. Other than a Jack in the Box,
I don't,
or another In-N-Out or something like that. It's like, come on.
I don't understand the Jack in the Box things. I'm not saying because it's gross.
It's been a while since I've had Jack
in the Box. I honestly can't tell you the last time I had it. Obviously, it wasn't in Utah because it was quite a while ago, but I don't understand why everybody wants these mini tacos. And
well, if I do remember correctly, it's been quite, they were tasty.
I'm sure.
I mean, there's a reason why people are lining up behind it. Right? They gotta be good.
But in the overall scheme of things, how good are they, right? There's so many other good restaurants.
I got mini tacos right here. Little did you guys know, I brought them into the podcast. No, this has been...
That'd actually be so funny.
Wouldn't that be funny? I got Jack in the Box right here. They're my sponsor.
They're so good.
You know what, Chris? We were debating, like, we should bring him some food in. But then when we were at Fancy Burger, we're like, I don't know how we're going to carry this burger that is like the size of your head. That's just like falling apart on your plate into here and have you eat it. That would have been a bit of a mess.
So let's, as we kind of wrap this episode up a little bit, as we kind of wind it down, Fancy Burger, this is where you guys ate before you came and did the podcast here in Orem. I mean, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit off air, but for the sake of the recording, I mean, it was a pretty good burger, right? Thumbs up, Well, I guess we don't want it completely, I guess, tear them apart here on the podcast if they were bad, but
they were great.
They were great.
Thing, I absolutely love hamburgers though.
Okay.
I love burgers. So I'll preface my review or my response with that. I love burgers and all the different types. This one, it was up there with one of the better burgers I've had. I mean, granted it was, they had Wagyu beef and had steak on it, and it was very kind of up there of an echelon of decadency. And like, yeah, it was a lot. It's huge. Me and her split it.
Okay.
How big it was.
Oh, wow.
I even told her, I was like, if we're ever down here. So it's really funny, Chris, because then we go back to this. I was like, if we're down here again, we should come back here. And you know what her response was? We got to find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Where's the next place we can go to?
Fancy Burger was very good. We were thoroughly impressed. But yeah, that's my natural thing is we have to try everywhere.
Yeah.
Can't just keep coming back to the same place.
No, that's great. Cause like I said, we weren't recording when I said this, but I've driven past there a few times and saw, it's not the fancy, it's fanciest. Okay. No pun intended, billboard or signage or anything. It's kind of blends in. If you ask me, like, they don't really stick out very much. And I'm just like, oh, that's kind of a weird place for a burger place, right there. But you guys gave me hope and some good feedback. Like, okay, maybe I'll go try them out.
It's fancy. There's gold flake on the bun.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Like real gold.
Gold leaf flake on the bun. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. Like the gold and gold Schlager or something. Like, you guys ever, that liquor that they put the gold in?
Probably a little thinner than that, but yeah.
Oh man. Well, no, this has been great, you guys. How can listeners connect with you? I mean, obviously we mentioned the Instagram a few times. It's just We Eat SLC, right?
Yes.
So I guess I said it right there.
The top place.
Is there any other ways that people can connect with you? Or I guess that's the best place.
That's probably the best place, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything
else you want to add or promote while we're still recording? We could probably go for another 5 hours if we really wanted to talk about food or talk about your Instagram or talk about this or that. But, I think we kind of skimmed the surface and kind of got the basic gist of the Instagram. I mean, people can reach out, DM you, let you know that they heard you on the podcast.
Would love that. I think one thing I would add to your listeners or if they go to our Instagram, check it out. If they have recommendations, we would always love to hear. Maybe we're missing something that's on the map that someone's been to, and let us know what they want. Like, they would recommend someone trying, and
yeah,
we'd love to go check it out too.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Alyssa wants to try it all. So if they have something that they don't see on our page of like, hey, you guys should go check this place out. That would be awesome too.
Yeah. And one thing that we think is really important for everyone to know and to understand about food is food is so subjective.
Sure.
Not everyone is going to have the same experience even on their taste buds. For example, I love cilantro. Cilantro's so good, but for Jake, it tastes like soap.
I'm not a big fan.
You don't like it either.
It has a weird taste to me.
Yeah. See, and that something that I would eat may not taste good to you. And I think that's like wonderful about food is not everyone's always going to have the same experience. Not everybody's going to like the same thing. That's another reason why We Eat SLC. So it's not just about my opinion or the food that I eat.
Sure.
I like having a variety of things and other people trying all of it and understanding why other people like it and what they like about it and having a wide variety of even the pictures that I post so that we can try it all. I love that. I think it's so fun I love that food is subjective because I don't think that there's necessarily a right and wrong. it just depends on you and your experience and what you like. And hopefully we can encourage you to try something, and I hope that you like it. But also, I want to know what you like.
I think that's a perfect place to end the show. Thank you so much to both of you. And I tell people, let's catch up down the road.
Yeah.
Let's catch up in a year or two and see where the Instagram count has led you. So
let's do it. Let us know how Fancy Burger was.
I will too.
Can't wait to hear.
Awesome. All right. Many thanks again to Alyssa Blake and Jake Stoddard for joining me on this episode of the podcast. Such a great conversation. You know, I love talking about Utah food. I love talking about all the delicious mom and pop restaurants here in Salt Lake County, Utah County, Davis County, all the surrounding areas. So many great places to eat. I would love to know some of your favorite places to eat as well. Feel free to post it in our Facebook group. What are some of your favorite places to eat? Go to the I Am Salt Lake Community Facebook group. Yes, we have not changed the name yet of the Facebook group. I Am Salt Lake Community on Facebook. Head on over there. Let us know some of your favorite places to eat, or maybe some of your favorite Instagram accounts of people that I should bring on the podcast. But like I mentioned at the very beginning, if you are interested in coming on the show, you know, people reach out to me all the time. They said, hey, Chris, you know, how do you choose who comes on the podcast? And, you know, really it has to, if you're doing something cool here in the state of Utah, and I think you have an interesting story that my listeners would love to hear, chances are I will bring you on. So just reach out. Let me know what you have going on. Let me know about your business. Let me know about your food truck, your restaurant, maybe a book you have coming out, or just some cool projects in general. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out through Instagram. Just go to the Let's Talk Local Utah Instagram, or Utah Realtor Chris on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what you're up to. Would love to bring you on a future episode. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Make sure to hit subscribe. Make sure to leave us a review in Apple Podcast. Always love to hear what people have to say about the show. And until next week, you guys be good. Get out and support local. Love you.